Chapter 14. One Jew worship day, Jesus going to eat dinner to one of the Pharisee leader house. And the people who have been there been to watch Jesus for see what he could do. One sick man come to Jesus. That man had the dropsy. A hand and a foot been swell up. Jesus asked the Jew law teacher them and the Pharisee them say, the law say whether or no you can heal person on the worship day. But the law teacher and the Pharisee them may crack their teeth. Jesus healed the sick man and sent him on his way. Then Jesus asked the leader them say, supposing one on have a mule, either or ox, will fall in the well on the worship day. What you gonna do? You gonna make haste and pull him out of the well, ain't he? Them leader ain't able for say nothing against what Jesus tell him. Jesus see that some of the company were been asked to come to dinner been to go to the best place to the table for eat. Cause of that, he tell him one parable. He say, when they invite one another to a man feast, must don't go to the front of the room to eat. Cause that place might be saved for somebody else in some more high up position than you. And when that person come, the person will invite both of honor, he gonna have to come tell you, say, must get up and let this man ya have that place. Then you gonna be too shame, and you gonna have to go take a place in the back of the room. Instead of that, when they invite you to the man feast, go sit down in the back. Then when the person will invite you come to you, he gonna tell you, say, my friend, move on up to the front, they move better. All them other people there in the man feast could see that you get close tension. Cause them will put themselves up high, God could bring them down low to make them humble. And them were humble, God could honor them the more. Then Jesus tell the man will invite him say, when you have dinner, either a big feast, must don't invite your friend them, your brother them, your kin, neither your rich neighbor them. Cause then they gonna invite you back to their house to eat. And when they invite you back, you don't get your payback. But when you have feast, must invite them what ain't got much, them what cripple up, and them what ain't able for work good, and them what blind. Them people ain't able for give you the payback for the good you done for them. But God gonna bless you for that good you done. He gonna give you the payback when judgment day come. That the day when them that done what he say gonna get up from amongst the dead and live again. One of them were gonna eat to the table with Jesus, yeah what he say. That man tell Jesus say, them that gonna be to the big feast when God the rule, they sure gonna be blessed. Jesus answer him say, one time one man gonna make a big feast, and he invite plenty company for come. When the time come that the food been ready for eat, he send a workman for go to them people that he done invite, tell him say, come to the feast, everything done ready now. But all them start to make excuse, say they ain't able for go eat now. The first one say, I just done buy a piece of land, and I have to go to look them over. Do please tell your boss man, I'm sorry, I ain't able for come to eat with him. Another one say, I just done buy 10 oxen, and I'd a grind for try them for see how they'd work. Do please tell your boss man, I'm sorry, I ain't able for come eat with him. Another say, I just get married. Cause of that, I ain't able for come eat with him. The workman going back and tell the boss man all what they say. The boss man been real vexed. And he tell the workman say, run fast. Go to the main street and the back street in the town. Bring ya the people where ain't got nothing, the cripple up, and them were able for work good, and them were blind. When the workman come back, he tell the boss man say, sir, I done do all what you tell me for do. Still yet, plenty room left there for more people. The boss man tell him, say, go to the main highway in the back road where to go to them settlement and make the people there come here to fill up me house. I tell honor for true, ain't none them people that I invite first for come eat with me gonna taste one crumb of me food while I fix for the feast. Plenty people gonna travel along with Jesus. He turn around and talk to them. He tell them, say, whosoever want for be disciple must love me more than He love his papa and his mama. He must love me more than his wife and his children, his brother and his sister them. He must love me more than he love his own self. If he ain't love me like that, he ain't able for be disciple. Whosoever don't carry his own cross and come follow behind me, do what I do, that person can't be disciple. If one or other want to make a tower for news to watch over his field, first he could sit down and figure how much it costs. He could see if he got enough money for build all the tower. If that man just get up and start for make the tower without first figuring the cost, could be he got lay the foundation and then he ain't going to be able to get through build the tower. Then all the people with Sham going to make fun of him. They going to say, this man start for make a tower, but he ain't able to finish him. And suppose one king have 10,000 soldier men, and he going out for a fight against another king will come against him with 20,000. That king have to first sit down and figure if he and his soldier men them strong enough for fight against 20,000. If he ain't strong enough for fight against them, before the other king and his soldier men them get close to a country, he got send his messenger them to the other king, meet him and tell him, say, we ain't want for fight against honor. Let me see how we can settle this thing. Then Jesus says, same fashion, ain't none of honor can be disciple if ain't have the mind for left everything where he got. Salt tastes good in honor mouth, but if the salt done lost its flavor, ain't no way honor can make him get a good taste back. That salt ain't no good for the ground, be under the plant, neither for the compost pile. Ain't good for nothing but a true way. Listen to me. Honor God year to year, so then year was saved.